This is episode number 24 of the Interactive Distractions Podcast for the week of May 5th,
Cinco de Mayo,
2008.
It's time for me to
rock. Coming up on this week's episode, we've got our current distractions, gaming news. For our feature, we've got our games, new releases, listener email, and the pilferific question of the week.
Hello and welcome to episode number 24 of Interactive Distractions. My name is
Chris.
You're welcome. My name is Chris Riccio, and I'm here with Jason A. Stryker.
That's me.
And Jeff Torney.
Word
That's
up.
That's him.
And we're here to talk about games.
Yay!
Again. That old trick.
Yeah. How you guys doing? Jason, what's up, man?
I'm doing a lot better. I was emoing out earlier today because I was just having a really shitty day at work. The hard drive died on my laptop. You know, this
is that what happened?
Yeah. Well, we think it died. Master Boot Records all messed up, but we can't reconstruct it. Anyway, that's geek talk.
This
is just after I, you know, just been handed a couple projects, you know, to work on this, get it out as soon as you can, and then my shit dies. It's like, no. So, but I got my emo aggression out later. I played a little bit of Rock Band and I'm feeling pretty good now.
Good.
You banged on your drum all day?
I did.
Happy to hear that. Jeff, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. Doing well. Again, I was just saying, nothing really has changed since last week. Been kind of no big ups, no big downs. It's kind of smooth line, I guess. Work's getting really busy, though. It's getting into mortgage season, so.
Oh, really?
Kind of swamped at work still, yeah. Everyone likes to buy a house in the summer. Go figure.
Saving up that tax return.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, otherwise everything's all frozen over, right?
It's hard to buy a house when it's all ice.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, the moose are everywhere too, so you got to clear them out.
Damn it, that was my next joke.
I'm on to you, man. Predictable. Got to throw some curveballs now and then, Jason.
Flannel?
No.
Beer?
No.
Damn it.
Beer? Okay. Beer, yeah. We actually have beer here.
For real?
That's not water.
I saw some Molsons at the grocery store the other day. I thought of you.
Some Molsons?
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, your Molsons there are just simply called Molson, isn't it?
No, it actually says Canada underneath it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Because we have no beer that's actually called Molson.
Oh, really?
Well, Molson's,
so it's not really Canadian?
But no, it is.
Okay.
But it's like, I don't know. Whatever.
This is riveting and very interesting.
Yeah, totally. You can hear people snoring now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wake up, people! Well,
Chris, how are you doing, buddy?
Things are doing well. I'm getting to do some pretty cool stuff at work now, finally. Getting my head out of the development pit. I'm actually getting to do some design and architecture work, so that's fun. I am also
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
An uncle.
Congratulations!
Yay!
Uncle Shino!
Oh, boy. Yeah, my fiance's sister, Amy, had a baby today.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Guinevere, and she's very cute, and I got to hold her. We saw her I literally just got home when I logged on to record the show, and, you know, she's really, really cute, and I'm excited to see where that goes.
And now, are you going to be like the cool uncle, or are you going to be like
the... Hell yeah, I'm going to be the cool uncle, man.
All right, good shit. That's what I want to hear.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're gonna be the aunt and uncle that the kids always want to go hang out with.
Nice.
That's what we've decided.
Well, that's what you think in your head right now.
That's what I think in my head right now.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to say, do your homework! And the kid's going to hate me forever. cool. All right. Well, let's get on with it. Jason, what's distracting you this week?
Games are distracting me. I thought I was going to have two lists this week. I thought I was going to have like a before Grand Theft Auto 4 list and then an after. And then the after would be actually long or short, but it was just the opposite. I didn't play anything until like Grand Theft Auto Day, Thursday.
Wow.
Was it Thursday? What the hell's wrong with you?
Monday night.
There we go. Today's Thursday.
Today's Thursday. Jesus Christ.
This game's messing with my head.
Go take a nap. Come back in like half an hour. We'll get back to your distractions.
Not a bad idea. But no, I finally got Dark Sector from Gamefly.
Cool.
And I got to play that for a few hours. And you know what? I agree with everything that Ricky had to say about the game. You know, because he sent that voicemail about it not too long ago. And the game is gorgeous, and it's a lot of fun so far. I love the first level. It's entirely in black and white. So it's got a neat little artsy approach to it. I appreciate that. The combat's pretty fun so far. I'm into it. But, yeah, that was cut short by Grand Theft Auto 4, I guess. So that's really been the majority of my gameplay time since then.
Cool.
I did manage to squeeze in a little bit of Warhawk. I'm one of the few people that got to squeeze in some Warhawk. Warhawk Wednesday did not go very well. It was called due to you know, other people playing other shit. Bastards. But now Bitch Pig set up the room. I even got there a little bit late. I was running around doing stuff, and he was the only one in there. I'm like, uh-oh, this can't be good. I took a look at my friends list, and like, you know, there's five or six playing, you know, Grand Theft Auto 4. I'm like, we're going to have to call this. But hung around for about, I don't know, 45 minutes or so, and the max that we got was like four people. So
yeah,
Bitch Pig was like, well, I'm going to play some Rogue Galaxy. And I'm like, oh, the fucker's playing Grand Theft Auto 4. Then we stopped the game. I played Grand Theft Auto.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I was going to get to.
I only felt a little guilty.
Only a little?
Other than that, I did play a little bit of WoW. We're officially starting our new campaign.
Your Nerdfest?
Yep, Nerdfest 2008. We're starting it on Saturday.
Cool.
And we've got all of our moo names picked out, and everyone's excited.
And you're all starting from level one, like brand new characters?
Yep.
Cool.
Damn it. I wish I had a good PC. So I want to get
I'm actually
only going to game with one another, too. Like, we've got five people, and five people is the max party limit. So we have a rule that you can't play unless everybody else is playing, and vice versa.
Is that actually going to happen?
Yeah, probably.
I remember I'd try to do that back in the Dreamcast PSO days, and I'd go online and be like, how the hell did you reach five more levels?
Yeah, no doubt.
I was playing it offline. Bullshit, you motherfucker. You were cheating on me with other randoms online, weren't you?
With other randoms online.
Are you having a PSO affair?
Exactly. I can't take it anymore. Give me back my steak cutlery.
No spread needle for you, bitch.
But there's always alts, too. So I've been playing I rolled a hunter, just real quick.
Roll a hunter.
I love the hunters. But no, I'm going to play a druid. I love the druids, too.
Cool. And you're doing what class? What race?
Taurens. All of us Taurens.
Cool. Okay. I thought I heard you say Moose or something, but
yeah,
I wasn't
sure. The clan name, the guild name is Mootalocalypse. You get it?
That's right.
But, you know, we're cows. I think I already talked about this, though. But
you did.
No, we all steal names from the show as well. So we're on, what server are we on? Shit. Something Fist. Blade Fist. Burning Fist. Blade Fist. Sure.
We should put that rule in when Two Human comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Only play together.
Yeah.
Well, we can have one character that we only play together.
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to stop playing the game because you fuckers aren't around.
Fuck you then. Taking my steak cutlery and I'm going home.
All right, that's my week.
Cool. Jeff, what's going on?
Not too much. Short-ass week for distractions. I played a little bit of Wipeout Pulse on the PSP because I was just kind of bored and waiting. I can't remember, I was waiting for something. So like maybe delivery or something, I don't know, but I threw in some Wipeout Pulse. I haven't played it in a while. Still cool. I can't play the game for too long though. I can play it in like little short bursts, like half an hour at a time. A little bit more Lost Odyssey. I'm trying not to. I'm on the third disc, almost done the third disc, and my neighbor still has disc 4, and he's close to the end still, so he's kind of dicking around. So I don't want to beat disc 3 and then have to wait for disc 4. So I'm kind of not purposely playing it until I know I can go jump to disc 4 right away. Gran Turismo 5, prologue, still good, still like it. So I still need to clean up some stuff online in terms of lag and stuff, but other than that, still going well. And then, of course, GTA 4, which I'm sure we're all going to talk about in a second.
Mm-hmm.
That's really it, man. It was a really short week for me. I didn't play that much.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, well, I'll try and go quick, too. I've been playing a lot more Phantasy Star Collection. As I said last week, I beat part 4, so I'm on to part 3. And I'm on the third generation my first time through.
Wow.
And I have a save point right before I get to the second generation and a save point right before I get to the third generation because I want to force myself to try and get all four endings because I really want to see the difference.
Shit.
Yeah. And, you know, I've played part one 3 times already. Mm-hmm. So it's not like I'm dying to go back and play that, even though it's such a fantastic game. But now that I've beat 4, it's like, okay, I'll beat 3 and then maybe I'll go play 4 again. So that's kind of where I'm at with that.
Right. I don't want to discourage you any, but I, from what I remember that the endings are pretty transparent as far as the differences between them. So a lot of stuff was generic. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But
yeah, I do.
It's
and
been a long time,
and that so won't surprise me at all. I mean, I'm fully expecting that.
Okay.
But the quests that you do, like from generation to generation, are different. So, you know, I'm going to try and suffer through it. I don't expect to actually get all 4. I might get like 2 if I'm lucky and then just be like, okay, I'm done. But, we'll see.
All right.
360, I started Blue Dragon and so far it's really boring.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it picks up a little bit. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the characters are not engaging at all. The story is not fantastic at this point. The combat is, you know, traditional Japanese RPG combat. So, but you know, I'm going to play it a little bit at a time and see what happens. Play some more Lost Odyssey. I actually ended up, Jeff, doing what you did, what you said you had to do at one point. And grinding a bit to make sure that I had certain skills.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Before I went up against that boss again. Cause one of the things that I had was, something called the yellow ring, which, what's it? It blocks paralysis. So you can't get paralyzed. Mm-hmm. And the giant worm thing that I was fighting has an attack that paralyzes your entire party.
Yeah.
So I actually went and grinded and got everyone to the point where they wouldn't get paralyzed and then went and beat them. And then let's see.
What's funny about that game? I didn't even realize you could do that until I was like on the third disc. My neighbor was telling me how if you equip a ring that gives kind of like immunity to something, after you get a certain point, the automatic character automatically has immunity no matter what.
Like that. Even if you don't have it equipped as a skill?
Yeah.
Really?
You have to have it, you have to have it equipped as a skill.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I mean, you don't have to wear the ring anymore. So
right.
You just put it in, you can just use one of those slot things and make, like, because I've gotten so many of those slot things. My characters have, like, like a ton of slots open, so.
Oh, really?
Pretty much have, yeah, his characters, he's at the end, and he has immunity from, like, fire magic, earth magic, wind magic, like, all of his immortals.
Wow.
Get, like, pretty much harmed by magic. It's pretty
crazy. See, I still only have 3 slots.
No, you'll get. Have you found any slot? Because you can open. Like, you find them everywhere. You'll have like basically slot points, or I'm not sure what they're. I can't remember what they're called. Slot seeds.
Oh, so you know, I think I picked up some of those. I'll have to look.
Yeah, you just use one of those, and it opens up another slot on a character.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Wow. That's some advanced gameplay. I haven't done that since Final Fantasy VI.
Shut up.
The game is getting better though, so I'm enjoying it more. Just, you know, I'm now to the point where I'm worrying about the whole disread error thing. And, Jeff, one of the things that I keep forgetting to mention to you is, you know, you're saying that you haven't gotten a disread error and, you know,
no.
Jason hasn't gotten one or whatever. There are like 3 or 4 different DVD drives in a 360. So it all depends on which one you have. And I might just have one that isn't that good and not very reliable or something like that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But enough about that. I'm not going to vent about that anymore because it didn't happen to me on this week. Knock on wood. I played the hell out of some Rock Band.
Forgot to mention Rock Band. I suck. I'm sorry.
You can chime in if you want.
I got my metal pedal.
Oh, nice.
Oh, sweet. I didn't know that.
I installed it today, finally. I actually got it a few days ago, but, you know, Grand Theft Auto.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I installed it today. The thing works fucking great. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. And it's a lot easier on the feet because you don't have to push down so hard. It's weighted, so it's easy to push down. But even if you don't have a broken pedal, I suggest a metal pedal.
You'll have to point me to the one that you got.
I will. And I'll actually, we should put it in the show notes. I forgot the name.
That's good.
Eamon sent it to me, so thank you, Eamon.
Yay. Ah, Ricky Duty.
Ricky Duty.
But yeah, we had Rock Band Night on Friday last week, and that was very successful. Mm-hmm. How many people do we have over? We had like
15.
Had to be like 11 or 12 at least.
Yeah, it was over 10.
But yeah, we had a great time. And then that kind of got me back into it, so I started playing solo mode. Mm-hmm. I got all the way through hard on guitar. And then shortly after I did that, I was working on like some of the downloadable songs and stuff like that. And I got an invite from Nerve001.
Oh yeah.
We got an email from him last week. And he plays expert drums for the most part. I think he only played hard on like one, maybe two songs. Well, he was my guinea pig for playing expert guitar.
Oh no.
So I was like fumbling around, missing notes left and right, and I'm like, man, he's gonna think I really suck. Oh wait, I do. So but I'm trying to move slowly into expert because I want to try and get to the point where I can play the songs on expert, but
trying to ease your way in there.
Exactly. That's what she said.
Hello.
Sorry. Let me think. I also played some more drums. I did finally get past Vaseline. It only took, practicing like 12 different times on the intro.
That song's pretty hard on hard, actually.
It is. It's really hard. I can't get the bass pedal diamond down.
Damn it.
What's that?
Where's my sexual innuendo button?
But yeah, that's, I did not play Warhawk last night, and I apologize, but I have good reason. I have a good reason. Yesterday, about 3 o'clock, I got an instant message from Torgo, Glenn. Mm-hmm. And he said, what you doing tonight? I was like, well, I got bowling till 9 o'clock. And he goes, well, we don't have a PS Fanboy this week, so we were going to see if you wanted to come on the show.
Hey.
I was nice. Sure, I could do that. And so, you know, I was on PlayStation Nation this week. So if you guys haven't listened to it yet, go for it.
I'll be sure to tune in.
It doesn't come out until Friday, doesn't it? Oh, that's right. Never mind. It's Monday. Never mind. This goes up Monday.
Yeah, this goes up Monday. So their show will have been up for a couple days by the time it goes out. So no big deal. Yeah. But yeah, so I jumped on their show and, you know, talked about stuff and we had a good time. Just a last minute thing. And I made sure to give them a guilt trip. You know, we're all missing Warhawk Wednesday for this. All that crap. So, but yeah, so that was the reason I wasn't there. And it sounds like even if I was there, it probably wouldn't have lasted very long with only six people. So, since everyone's
playing.
Well,
the thing is, those five or six people, Chris, only showed up because they knew you weren't going to be there.
Probably.
So if you showed up, yeah, it definitely would have been canceled.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
It's good to know that it doesn't matter either way. And like everybody else, I've also been playing GTA 4. I probably played it a little less than you guys because I just got it Tuesday and yesterday was packed and today was packed. So I only got to play it like for 2 or 3 hours. But yeah, let's talk about it. I'll let you guys start.
I don't want to.
I kind of like it. It's all right. You know,
it's all right.
Whatever.
Okay. Well, on to news.
Okay.
No, it's awesome. I like it. I don't even like the GTA franchise so much. And so far I'm really, really enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys go to the midnight launch or?
Yeah, I did the midnight launch thing. Went to a Best Buy and it was pretty uneventful. And it sucked because I don't know if you guys saw on Kotaku, Mike Faye, who's actually in Atlanta here. I was hoping to see him out or something like that, you know, because he always takes pictures and stuff. But no, apparently he went to the cool shows and I got stuck at friggin' Best Buy, you know, where there was like, you know, maybe 80 people and we were just kind of standing around, nobody talking. It was boring as hell, but...
Well, he apparently went to the Roswell one, the Mansell shops that I go to, and said that there was nothing going on.
Yeah.
But that's where he pre-ordered it.
Mm-hmm.
So then he went up to the Alpharetta one, and they had like Rock Band set up, they had Mario Kart set up, they had all kinds of shit going.
Call of Duty and shit, yeah.
Yeah.
So I missed out on that. I wish I would have known, you know. It's not like they really advertised that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That I knew of, but...
I did not midnight launch it. I got it Tuesday afternoon after work.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I midnight launched it. I wasn't going to. And then, of course, just like the Halo 3 thing, I was walking back from the gym and I see no one was really lining up yet. I was walking back probably about 10:30-ish, just like quarter after 10. I noticed at the Future Shop by my place, they had the kind of like a little thing set up for a lineup. And they had a a DJ setting up. So I was like, you know what? I'll just go home. And if I feel up for it, I'll go. So at about 11:45, I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to go, whatever. So I walk up and there's probably about 50 people outside of Future Shop. They have a DJ there and we're just standing around. Bigger lineup outside EB. People just standing around. And remember I told you guys I was going to go to that other Gamerama who's right underneath the EB Games because they sometimes sold games early here or there. But this time they weren't. But I went inside. They were letting people actually inside the store and they were letting everyone pre-pay for it first. And then right at 12 o'clock, they just had like a couple people with big boxes of the game. And they got a ticket. And give them the ticket. You got the game. So I was back home playing it by about 11:45.
Oh, sweet.
So yeah, it was pretty cool.
Very cool. So well, how far are you guys in it?
I just got to the next area, as it were. You know how you start off at one like safe house, as it were?
Yeah.
I'm on my next one.
Oh, okay. Okay,
without spoiling too much story or anything like that.
Yeah. Okay, well, you're probably, I don't know how further you are, but you're definitely further than I am. I'm probably about 5 hours into it. I don't know what to say without spoiling anything.
Right.
Like put a marker on where I am. I can say I haven't really played too much multiplayer. I only played about half an hour of it one night. It was pretty fun. It was kind of cool. We just did like the free play mode where you kind of go in and dick around with everybody and just kind of screw around, blow up things and get cops chasing you and stuff. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
We tried the cops and crooks thing and we only played a couple games because by the time we switched over to that, a lot of people logged off. So we just joined like a random room. And I'm not sure if it was the spawn points, but they're really uneventful. Like first we spawned as the crooks. And we're spawning a place where you couldn't really get out unless you went a certain way. So we're all running. By the time we got to the exit, the cops are already there and blowing us all away. So there's not much we can do. And then the next turn is you're the cops. And we knew right where they were. They're on like the map. We just drove over there. Same kind of thing. By the time we got there, they were just leaving that area. And then at that point, we stopped. I was like, okay. Apparently, this is like one of the big draws of the multiplayer, but I kind of found it uneventful. But I think it was just the spawn points in that one happened to be because... I don't know. Did you guys try it?
I've tried to. I've tried to get a multiplayer and haven't had much luck. I tried to hooking up with Eamon and Chibi Knight last night and I couldn't connect. And then Nerve001 sent me an invite and I connected to his game and then the game ended and then nobody joined up again. So I'm like, screw this shit. I'm done with it. But
yeah,
I'll try and hook it up this
guys,
weekend.
It doesn't keep you guys in like a same lobby?
Yeah, it does. But then everybody checked out. And it got down to like two people, and I'm like, okay.
Because you guys got it for PS3, right?
Yes.
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 That was a tough decision. I had seriously been debating for a good week or so, you know, because I'm a big fan of the achievements, really interested in the downloadable content. I'm also really interested in playing the game, and that's what I was worried about, is not being able to because my 360 has been on the fritz, as
the
it were.
Fritz, yeah.
It's been locking up just during crazy stuff, even, you know, downloaded games, game demos. It's a sad state of affairs, but that's a completely different
rant
story altogether.
For another time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I am much closer to the beginning than you guys are. I just like did a mission where I ran into the cops for the first time. That's where I'm in. I'm enjoying it so far. I just wish I would have had more time to play it before tonight. But I'm sure I will get many more chances to play it before next week, which is good. So,
I'm gonna ask a question. When we mean that running to the cops for the first time, what do you mean by that? It's the first time the cops ever chased you, or
it's the first time that, well, no, it's, there was a mission where the mission resulted in the cops.
Like it was a scripted thing.
Yeah. It's the first mission that the cops were scripted in and actually came after me.
You might be further than I am then, because I can't... Off the top of my head, I can't think of any.
I can't think of which one that was either. It all blends together so nicely. I don't know what's real and what's mission anymore. I don't get it.
It does work pretty well. I mean, I'm still getting used to the driving, though. The driving is kind of touchy.
Yeah.
You've
got to find the right cars, I think.
Yeah.
They did add much more. It's definitely not a sim by any means, but they added in some more realism in the physics.
Yeah.
The physics in the game are awesome. They're just freaking amazing.
Oh, it's really the brakes on the cars don't work. At least on the cheaper cars that I've used so far.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah.
It's like they don't work unless you're slamming on them, and then you can't turn, so you're kind of screwed either way.
Well, you've got the handbrake, too, which is like overly sensitive. you know,
yeah,
slamming and, the handbrake.
I was trying to get used to that.
Pull it to 180.
Yeah, I was trying to get used to that, and I just screwed it up.
Yeah, I just said fuck it, and I got a scooter.
I love that thing. I haven't tried the scooters yet.
It's probably has the most maneuverability. You know, it's a little slow in the pickup, but god damn it, if you can't just weave through shit.
You put two people on it, it goes so slow. Yeah, anyway. But man, running into cars and watching the person sitting behind you fly off is hilarious.
I ran into a curb and I launched my scooter up in the air and actually almost did like a backflip. It was awesome.
Did you guys have to ask? Because you know how the whole thing is, you can kind of. You have to manage these relationships and you have to, you can kind of decide on what you want to do and when. And I know this happened with everybody because I know this is definitely scripted. Mm-hmm. When you're going on your first date with Michelle, which is the first female character you're actually introduced to, and Roman calls you and he's saying, oh my God, yes. I'm getting beaten up, they're roughing me up. Did you guys help her or did you guys go rescue him?
Help her?
Fuck yeah, man.
What do you mean help her? Because I was just
on a way to go on a date with her.
Oh, no. I helped Roman.
Oh, really?
He helped
Yeah.
What about Jeff? What about you,
Chris? I went on the date.
Yeah, I did too.
But what I found is because I'm not sure if it's like this the whole game, like I said, because this is obviously scripted. But he's calling. He said, oh my God, I'm getting roughed up by these loan sharks, blah, blah. Come help me out. And I'm like, well, screw this, dude. Get me some, man. I want a date with this chick. And so I did that. And then maybe about 10 minutes afterwards, I get another call from saying, oh my God, I'm getting roughed up with the same guys. You didn't come last time. Come get me this time. Mm-hmm. And then I went and it's same area on the basketball court with the same people. Because the only reason I knew this is because the next day I asked somebody at work what they did and they went and helped out Roman. And at that point, it was also at the basketball court with the same people. Yeah. So I'm wondering if it actually changes dynamically in the actual game when you make decisions like that, or mm-hmm. if it just delays the main things in the story.
It probably just delays main things in the story. It might have more of an impact later on. What I've noticed is that when you do, you know, missions with people or you go and hang out with them, at the end of it, you'll get like a thumbs up.
Right.
Yeah.
Above your map. And that's like a relationship point or something like that. Yeah. But I've also noticed that if, you know, like Little John, I think it was a Little John. What the hell's his name? I don't know.
Little Jacob.
There we go.
Yeah. I have no idea who that is.
Wagwan.
He gave me a call and he wanted to hang out. And I'm like, dude, no, I'm sorry. Can't. And then afterwards, I got a big thumbs down. I'm like,
No, really?
Yeah.
I hung out with him. Me and him got hammered.
Oh, really?
It's awesome.
Speaking of,
you guys got drunk in it, right?
Yeah. My first experience, like the first couple hours with the game were hilarious. You know, I hung out with Rome and the first thing we did was go out to a bar. which was over too quick. You know, you walk in and then you walk out, but when you walk out, you are fucked up. And
it's awesome.
I can safely say it's the most realistic drunk physics ever. I mean, the screen is shaking back and forth and you get wobbly and weavy and the way that he stumbles, it is just so
realistic.
Hilarious. So here you're walking around with your cousin and, this is supposed to tell you to, or it's supposed to teach you to use a cab when you're drunk, you know? And I'm like, fuck that. I don't need a cab. Get on the motorcycle. Find out that there's just no way. And I can tell you from experience, sadly, that, that's very similar to driving very drunk. It just cannot be done. So I stopped driving and I went to get off the motorcycle. I didn't step off the motorcycle. I fell off the motorcycle. So here I am wearing my helmet, my fat ass cousin next to me. We're both on the ground, kind of rolling around. I'm laughing my ass off in the living room. And then, you know, he stumbles up and he's like, okay, I need a cab. So he calls a cab and then he stumbles and he gets up and he stumbles. And the cab actually drove off before I could even, you know, get up there.
That's funny. Were you actually able to call the cab or do you just hail one when it came?
You hail one. Yeah. When there's a cab I think you just hit L1 or something like that. And he's like, hey, cabby.
Yeah, I don't like how you can't use your phone when you're drunk. You should be able to do drunk dials. That'd be hilarious.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. Shit.
Drunk dial the chick you went on a date with last
exactly.
night.
Exactly. That'd be jokes.
See if it helps your relationship.
I really love you.
But I've been having fun with just the stupid shit in that game. And that's really what I like about those games is that it's so open. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hate to toss around the sandbox thing and blah, blah, blah. You can do whatever you want, but that makes the game so much more interesting to me. You know, when I control all that sort of stuff.
the TV in Nico's room for almost 40 minutes the other night because the stuff on that TV is hilarious. And I'm like, oh my God, there's so much content. I'm like, I don't care what the DLC is, but if the DLC is like anything like all this crap and there's adding more to it, I'm like, that's going to be unbelievable.
I agree.
It's going to be awesome.
It's fun.
Cool. But you guys have given me something to look forward to when I start playing it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I feel like a horrible gamer cause I didn't get to play it that much, but you know, life first, games afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, cool.
We'll do that next week.
Is that the end of GTA chat for initial impressions?
I could go on for a while.
Yeah, I'm not going to go any more into it. I can go on for a while too, but I mean, yeah.
All right. Well, we'll save it. Jeff, why don't you tell us some news?
I will say that it's not the 100% that everybody's touting it to be.
Oh.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm not going to judge it. I'm not going to judge.
I'm still holding off for final verdict, but there are definitely
I'm
going to
wait till I get about 50% through whatever, or maybe I'm not going to beat it by next week. Let's be honest, because the game's like supposed to be literally 30 to 40 hours long.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
and I can believe it because you get lost in that city easily. Mm-hmm. Like not lost in physically, but I mean like stuff you can do that don't advance the storyline.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that that GameSpot gave it a 9.5 and then changed it to a 10.
Hmm.
Yeah, they reported that on Kotaku yesterday or the day before, something like that.
Well, they got to make sure it dethrones Ocarina of Time for best rated game of all time.
They just wanted to be on that short list of companies, you know, that gave it a 10.
Yeah, oh, they the short list, right?
Right.
Yeah, because you know it's one of the worst reviewed games ever.
Right.
Or maybe it's because it's got the GTA 4 ads all over the freaking site.
Weird.
Anyway, rat hole.
Sad. Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, you guys want to hear some news?
Yeah, go for it, Jeff.
And we're going to hear some news, but most of it's still going to stick with the whole theme here. GTA broke a bunch of records in the UK.
Sweet.
For video games, obviously. It beat out the number one selling game in all of the UK. These are day one sales, by the way. Day one, the record holder in the UK was San Andreas, which sold 501,000 copies day one. GTA 4 beat that record with 609,000 copies on day one. And that's saying a lot because some people say, well, there's two platforms. There's two platforms, but those two platforms combined doesn't equal what the PS2 had when San Andreas came out.
True. So that is very true.
That shows you how much Grand Theft Auto had an impact, how many people were looking forward to it. To break it down to more numbers, the 360 version sold 335,000 day one. Previous record was Halo 3, which is 266,000. PS3 sold 274,000, and this is a huge jump. Previous day one sales record holder for PS3 game was GT 5 Prologue, which is only 80,000 day one. Now we don't know, that probably doesn't count downloads, mind you.
So, no,
depending on how many people downloaded it, but retail, even if they doubled that, it wouldn't even come close to what GTA 4 did.
Right.
So no numbers yet on North America. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that the 361 doubled the PS3 sales only because I have a bet going on with somebody in the forums. So
oh, it will.
We'll see.
There's
what
no doubt.
Yeah,
I have no doubt.
I have no doubt, especially now that the UK showed that, because, well, 360 is more dominant in the UK, but the UK is also the biggest European market. So if they figure if it's that close there, then I might have a chance of winning. My whole bag of chips, I will win.
Considering that in North America, there's like twice as many 360s out there as there are PS3s. I think you're in good shape.
Oh yeah, it's just a numbers game, really. Because right. Like you guys said, like my decision wasn't made until I was literally in the store, had my ticket, and I just like right when the guys would hand me a copy, he's like, "What version?" I was like, 360, because I can't be in a bet and then go with the PS3 version. I mean,
can I ask you the bets with?
Wrong. It's with Clown.
Yeah, I figure as much. That's going to be the easiest bet you win. Okay.
Also, GTA news. GTA, obviously, as Jason pointed out, has been causing a bunch of freezing issues on some 360s and PS3s. Mm-hmm. The rest of the PS3 is supposedly mainly the 60 gig versions that are having these problems. But there was, I'm going to see if I can find the link and post it on our site, but apparently there's a survey done. 2,200 people did this survey, and they basically asked you if it was only for PS3, and they asked if this has been happening to you and what versions you have. Apparently 33%, so basically a third of PS3 owners are having this issue for Grand Theft Auto 4, but not all of them have the 60 gig. It is happening on the 80 and the 20 as well.
And this is funny because Sony's actually said, you know, we're getting so few calls about this, we're not really too concerned.
Yeah, exactly. My friend of mine at work, I feel so bad. He was so hyped up for it. And everyone was kind of teasing him because most of the people that I work with have both 360 and a PS3. But he's the only one who just has a PS3. And because most people had a 360, everyone's like, hey, we'll probably get it for 360 because if we're playing online, we'll all play like together. And so we'd always like rag on him, whatever. He's like, oh, whatever. He's like, I'll just get it. Well, come on, guys, get a PS3. And he was actually considering buying a 360 for it just so he can play with all of us. But anyway, he got the game and we're ragging on him. And he actually got to play it a good hour and a half, 2 hours or so. It froze up, like a hard freeze. Actually had to unplug his PS3, plug it back in. Yep. But not only can he not play GTA 4, his PS3 no longer reads Blu-ray discs.
What?
None. He can't play any game. He can't play any Blu-ray.
Oh,
he
can only play damn.
And PS2 games.
Wow, that sucks.
Sucks. Yeah, so he called Rockstar, and Rockstar said, well, they're just going to escalate it, and whatever, they'll get back to him. I said, dude, don't call Rockstar, call Sony.
Call Sony.
Yeah,
you got to call Sony at that
point. No doubt.
Call Sony today.
Shit, dude.
I felt bad for him, because he's a huge GTA. Like, his two favorite franchises are Gran Turismo and Grand Theft Auto. And now he can't play either of them.
Damn.
But hey.
Yeah. I mean, my main reason for going with the PS3 is because, you know, I mean, I was worried about my 360.
Reliability.
But I've experienced a lockup or two as well. And
have you really?
Miffed. Yeah, I have. So it's locked up on me. I've had like crazy pop up just in certain circumstances. Like once during a cutscene, it was a completely static cutscene, just two profile shots. Then all of a sudden, building popped up right behind us, like a few feet away. I'm like, whoa, what the hell was that?
Dude, construction workers work fast in Liberty City.
Yeah. And it was, you know, it wasn't like, you know, in between like transitions or something like that. It was, you know, the scene had been up for a little while, but what the hell else? This weird audio stuff too. I wish I could control the volume of the vehicles because they're so much louder than any of the other sound effects. So I end up just, I don't know, turning everything way down. Those are my gripes, though, right now. Then they're so nitpicky and minor. I mean, except for the lockup thing, that's really scary. But
yeah, well, speaking of nitpicky and minor, people are making a big deal because it's been confirmed that GTA 4 PS3 is only running at 630p. No big deal considering games like Call of Duty 4 and Halo 3 and other games do that and they upscale. But every video I've seen, and I've actually seen both versions of the game running in motion, and I can't tell the damn difference.
Yeah, there's no difference at all.
Yeah,
there's no difference at all.
It's really, there isn't at all. Like, I mean, when you watch those comparison videos and maybe screens right beside each other in your face, no, but I had a chance to play the PS3 version. I guess it must have been yesterday before work at someone who lives around my neighborhood. And what we did is we just plugged in the 360 version, PS3 version, and just switched between the inputs while we were playing it. And we didn't see a damn difference. We were just like, I don't know. Sure, whatever.
Good. Yeah.
So
the only thing that I've heard is like that load times are like slightly faster on the PS3 because of the install.
The install, yeah. But the game barely loads at all.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
It has an initial load and that's pretty much it. And then it might stop for a split second when you're going between islands or something, but that's literally all there is. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of a big feat. I mean,
yeah.
The other games were loaded with loading times.
Mm-hmm. Question for you, Jeff. Right when you put the disc in, how long is it from, you know, playing the disc till you're actually in game?
It's a while. It's probably about a minute and a half.
That's the same as the PS3, though.
Really?
For real.
Yeah, it takes a while. It goes in, it goes with the logos, and it has a couple static GT4 shots, like the art, concept art, and then it goes into your game. And it takes about a good minute and a half to 2 minutes. I'd say.
Yeah, same with the PS3. It goes through like 4 or 5 static shots before it actually gets in. And I timed it. And yeah, it's close to a minute or so.
Yeah.
Interesting. I thought we wouldn't have a problem with that because it's installed on the hard drive, but I guess not.
Yeah.
Well, it's only like 3 gigs of it is installed on the hard drive. It really depends on what they decided to put on there.
What they put on there, yeah. But meh, whatever.
Something to reduce my friggin' load times. That's what I'm hoping for.
More people are pissed off with their GTA 4. Apparently, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, mad.
Hell yeah.
Are pissed off because of the drinking and driving you can do in the game.
With good reason. It's fun as hell.
That's true. The drunk driving simulator.
Yeah.
Hey, man. It's, I guess, yeah, they have a right to be mad, I guess, but they basically want it to be re-reviewed. They want it to be rated AO and not mature, of course, but again, the game does not promote drinking and driving at all.
No.
Yes, you can do it, but every single time you're drunk and you're about to get in a car, Nico always says, "I'm really in no shape to drive right now." Or the person you're with will say, "Are you sure you should be driving right now? Maybe we should take a cab."
Fuck yeah, back of the bike, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Shut the fuck up, I'm in charge. But I mean, it doesn't promote it. You can do it.
You can clearly see game. That it's not even possible and that it's just really not a good idea.
If anything, it's going to teach kids not to drink.
I know.
Come on.
Especially if you're on a vehicle with only two wheels.
Yep.
So true. Some Microsoft News Xbox Live. Apparently, they, being Microsoft, refused Portal to be on the Xbox Live Arcade. Apparently, Valve approached them and were like, "Hey, we think we should put Portal on Xbox Live Arcade. You want to do it?" And Microsoft was like, "No, we don't really think that's a good idea." So they kind of refused that. And I mean, people were like, "Well, that's kind of gay. It's kind of cool to have that." But at the same time, I mean, they'd likely charge, what, probably $20, something like that. You can buy the entire game for $15 more, the entire orange box. And also, it's Xbox Live Arcade. They don't have the same. It would make more sense, I think, for me on PSN, because PSN doesn't really have a restriction, first of all, on how big a download could be.
Mm-hmm.
And also, they kind of never call their thing an arcade. It could be pretty much downloadable content. You have full games on there, like Warhawk and Gran Turismo. Well, glorified demo, Gran Turismo. But everything on Xbox Live Arcade are little arcade type games that.
True.
You know. So.
I mean, in retrospect, cool. I think it worked a hell of a lot better for Valve. You know, that they were able to produce the orange box like that. It gave it. I mean, that was the reason, you know, that I plunked down the money for it. That was the main reason.
Well, that's right.
I think this was in addition to Orange Box, wasn't it? I mean, I don't know. I didn't read the whole article, but that's what I assumed when I first saw it was that they were trying to get Portal on Xbox Live, in addition to Orange Box. And the reason it was refused was because of the size of the game.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I didn't notice that part either.
Yeah, well.
But, whatever.
Microsoft.
Because that would have made a lot of sense. Because, I mean, a lot of people bought it off Steam, right?
Yeah.
Just Portal itself, because it was good. And, you know, apparently Valve went up to Microsoft and Yahoo and said, "Hey, we'd like you guys to design this online marketplace for us. And we're going to call it Steam. What do you guys think?" And apparently both Microsoft and Yahoo both turned that down.
Oops.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bit of a mistake, huh?
I'm okay with that. I don't know. It's turned out very good in the end.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't say boo. You can't say yay, really, because, I mean, it could have turned out totally different. And don't forget, everybody hated Steam when it first came out. Everyone's like, "This is worthless. It's not going to, no one's going to use this. It's, you know, it's not working properly." And now it's everyone. Well, I guess you guys are probably better to ask, but a lot of people use it, right?
I know I do.
I don't yet, but I will.
Get on it.
Yeah. I know. I'm working on it.
Get your Steam on.
I gotta get a copy of XP on this thing first, because this is pissing me off, but that's a different rant. Sorry.
All right. No problem.
This is gonna be a weekly thing, Chris. Man.
Do you guys probably music, until right? I get XP on it.
You guys like your music?
I do.
You guys like to play your games like Rock Band and Star Hero 3?
I like to play Rock Band.
I like to play your games, your music.
Your music. And, you know, it's, you like your hair metal kind of thing, or your love ballads, rock ballads per se.
I don't.
No.
He does.
Okay,
well,
then
really.
You probably,
I catch him singing
probably wouldn't care.
Thorn, at least.
That's an awesome song, by the way. It's a great song. I actually do really love that song.
I do too.
I bug someone at work to play it every day too, because I don't have it downloaded yet. I'll work on that.
Do we have news?
But if you did love it, Aerosmith is going to be exclusive to the Guitar Hero franchise. So all you people who love Aerosmith and have all your posters up on the wall, you
all
better
four of you.
Hope you have that Guitar Hero, because you're not going to be playing on the Rock Band.
Yep.
Exclusive to Guitar Hero.
Hmm.
Prince of Persia making its return for fall 2008. Ubisoft is going to be reinventing, so to speak, the Prince of Persia franchise, and it's going to be really highly stylized. And they kind of, I don't know what the article I read, they kind of compared it to like Okami-like. I don't know what they mean by that. If they mean the kind of way it's designed, or
I saw a, I think I saw a screenshot, and it looks kind of cel-shaded.
Really?
Yeah, I could be hallucinating. It's very possible, but I swear I saw a cel-shaded shot. I'm going to have to look for it again, but yeah, continue.
Say that five times fast.
All right.
Cel-shaded shot?
Yeah.
I'm not going to try because it's got cel-shaded shot.
Sorry.
All right. Okay. Report out of somewhere, not important.
Out of somewhere, not important.
We like to make up numbers here. We like to feed a bunch of bullshit and see how many people eat it. Apparently 18% of HDTV DVD. There it is. There's my fuck up.
There's that speech impediment.
Hey-o. Yep. 18% of HDTV buyers last year said they did so primarily for gaming.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently 5.5 million HDTVs were sold last year, and 18%. That's a pretty good number. So
nice.
People who like their gaming like to spend a lot of money in their gaming because HDTVs don't come too cheap.
Right.
They're cheaper now, but
yeah.
They're still not too cheap.
Yeah, they're still not cheap.
Exactly.
Yep. I remember cruising, Best Buy going up and down that HDTV wall and, hearing the salespeople go, well, you guys are getting HDTV. You got to get a PS3, for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They do go hand in hand.
They do. We reported on this, a while ago, probably about last month. I'm guessing we're all excited. I know I was excited. I don't know about you guys. There's this game that was announced for PS3 way before it came out. We all got excited, got ported to 360, deserved 10s, 9s probably, but it ended up getting roughly in the 5s or 6s.
Whoa, I'm intrigued.
Yeah. And then we said it was coming to PS3.
And there was much rejoicing.
And we all rejoiced. There was much rejoice. And now apparently it's no longer coming on Blu-rays, guys.
What?
It's not. No.
What?
The game we're talking about, Fatal Inertia.
Oh.
It's actually, it's actually going to be PSN only, downloadable only, for $29.99 at the end of May. And you know what? You know what really sucks is, Wipeout HD doesn't stand a chance.
Not a chance.
Doesn't stand
There's
a
no
chance.
There's no way. Against Fatal Inertia? No. The greatest hover car racing game ever?
Yeah.
I mean, it's got Fatal and Inertia.
Inertia.
In the title. I mean, what's Wipeout besides an old, surf song?
And doesn't it use the Unreal Engine 3? I mean, come on.
No. Are you guys going to buy this?
I might have to think about it.
If you didn't have to think about it, what's your first initial reaction when you heard that?
Probably something like,
Who gives a shit?
Jason,
you gotta fuck that up.
What?
Jason, I gotta wait till they start, and then I'm gonna be louder and longer than both of them. Yes, I'm blaming that one on you, Jason.
I mean,
seriously, is anybody gonna buy this over Wipeout HD?
No. I think that's probably why they're not even putting in retail. They're like, why even bother with the packaging and getting it out there, having the middleman is going to cost too much money. Screw it. Throw it on the download and see who will buy it. Some idiot's going to, right?
Yeah, well.
There's got to be a couple of people out there who's like really clamoring for Fatal Inertia.
There's got to be diehard Koei fans out there. They're like, oh, I'm going to get it.
Oh, yeah.
They're all constipated about it.
What the hell?
Exactly.
Could you make a worse move?
That's your news.
I mean. How do you go against Wipeout? I'm still just trying to.
No, seriously, that's my thought exactly. It's like, okay, we're going to put this out. Even if Wipeout HD is $39, which, I still think it's going to be $29 personally. I would pay $39 for it, no problem. But $29 is that sweet spot. But even if it was $39, I would happily drop the extra $10. I mean,
Wow.
I don't know. I just don't think it stands a chance in hell. Snowball's chance in hell, not a chance.
Whew. Agree.
I did find that screenshot, guys. I'm going to send it to you over the break so you can check it out, and I'll probably I'll drop it in the show notes too.
Cool.
But
don't litter our show
notes. It's definitely a stylized
cell
shading. Shell shading. Shell shaded.
You're drunk, aren't you,
Chris? Absolutely. Absolutely. I tried to ride a motorcycle home. It didn't work very well. I fell nice. Off.
Seriously, try it. It's fun as hell. I mean, not in real life. Sorry, mad.
Yeah, definitely not in real life. Kids, don't drink and drive. It's bad for you. But yeah, I'll send you guys the new shot, the news piece that I got over the break, and I'll put it in the show notes.
Coolio.
Speaking of break. Oh, what? Transition.
Oh, nice. Booyah.
Booyah. Booyaka.
Boom shakalaka.
All right. Well, let's take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk about piracy. And then we'll talk about
some
new
releases. What did the pirate say when he turned 80?
And maybe we have an email or two. I don't know.
You're not listening, Chris.
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
What did the pirate say when he turned 80?
R?
Naim 80.
Right. Anyway, we'll take a break and we'll be right back. So stay with us, please. After that joke, I wouldn't blame you for leaving. Please stay. Please, God,
I'm not
stay.
He's driving me nuts. Wait, I did the punchline first. Oh.
The following preview is rated PO for pretty f***ing awesome by the Miniopia Cinematography Board. Viewer discretion is advised. In a demon-haunted galaxy.
Who awakens me?
In a time of corruption and dreams. An acrobat hopes to solve the ultimate crime.
¿Pero qué te agarró, tío? Pero no ves que me aprietan. Que las corbatas no son para papadas saludables y carnosas como yo, hombre.
Translation?
I can't do it.
You will do it. You will be... a beautiful mod, damn it. Now get out there and give me a front handspring into a baby giant, then do a half turn into a squat, hippie toeing over to burning rope, and then wolf jump into a full circle dismount.
Starring Unistrike as Rufus, the Great Tumbleini, an acrobat with nothing to lose.
Pero gente, ¿crees que eres? ¿A woman?
And BWS1 as Kevin Nash, a.k.a. Boris Von Slapovich, a former world championship acrobatic trainer.
Striker, you're gonna get mitalized!
And introducing punk rock girl as the Disco Demon. Come back from the underworld to rob the world's pioke supply.
Burn, baby, burn. Disco Inferno. Oh, yeah. You can't match my moves, Tumbleini. Disco will never die.
Coming soon to downtown Miniopia's Mini City.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
You guys feel better?
So much.
We get all that fatal inertia bullshit out of our systems.
Oh, yeah.
Still kind of dwelling on that.
Still debating which one. Wipeout, Fatal Inertia?
Yeah, it's a real tough choice.
I thought it was tough between, like, you know, Grand Theft Auto on the 360 or the PS3. Oh, man.
Yeah, this
No, this trumps it.
Yeah, it's definitely a much more difficult decision.
Indeed.
Well, let's talk about piracy a little bit.
I'll
be waiting to do that.
And you know, Jason and I joke a lot about the fact that we share downloads and stuff, but in reality, that's part of the way PSN works. So it's not really breaking any rules, but
it's taking advantage of a loophole.
It's taking advantage of a loophole. You're right about that, but it's not doing like what some people are doing with the PC market. And that's the main place where it's happening. But and that's kind of why when I tried to word the question of the week, is piracy hurting? Because it is. We already know that. The question is how, and you know, and what can be done about it? And really, I mean, from the emails that I saw, I don't know if Jason, if I missed one, but I didn't see anybody have any suggestions, and it's really baffling because it's hard to find something out.
We did have one suggestion, and it was pretty funny, but I'll save that for later. Yeah.
Cool. But I wanted to throw something out. I wanted to do something a little different this time around. And I wanted to start with a news story that I saw.
Full of surprises.
Wow. Yeah, I try. Crytek has officially abandoned PC exclusivity. So they have said that they are going to start making games for consoles as well, because it... You know, the piracy industry is so much smaller there. And I can't say I blame them at all.
No. I'll agree.
I mean, considering that that Crysis was supposed to be the game to get you to move to Vista, move to DirectX 10, whatever, and you know, right, and it was the best looking game out there at the last year, and everybody's downloading it. I mean, what can you do about that?
Well, they're downloading it to see if their PC will actually fucking play it,
run it. You know,
that's all.
You know, this is weird because this is kind of a roundabout way of piracy kind of being good for the industry, because now they're branching out and they're going to be producing on consoles and the PC expanding the market. And consumers
totally abandon one market and pick up another.
That's right. So the pirates out there are helping the people who sold the game on consoles, like me.
There you go.
But no, seriously. I mean, when considering how much, considering the numbers that Crysis put up, I mean, it should have put up much better numbers than it did.
Mm-hmm. You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, because the hardware might limit that from the get-go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, I wish I had the report in front of me, but actually, it actually showed that like 50% or like it was like 50 to 75% of the number of people who actually bought Crysis downloaded it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they almost could have doubled their sales if those people would have actually gone out and bought it. Now, most of those people wouldn't have gone out and bought it, probably.
A majority of those people probably would not have.
Yeah.
But, you know, I did a quick poll of my very own on, like, Pirate Bay and Mininova, two popular, file sharing sites. And you know what? The top games that are out there are things like Crysis, Assassin's Creed. Granted, Call of Duty 4 is on there, but for the most part, they're kind of iffy games, you know?
Hmm.
So I think a lot of people are just kind of downloading stuff just to see what it's like before they actually
testing it
put
out.
Down their money.
Test the water, so to speak.
I think that's a percentage of them, you know? Certainly not all or anything like that, but...
Yeah, and that's very true. And, there's the people out there that download it to make sure they like it, and then they go out and buy it. Mm-hmm. And you know, if I were a PC gamer, I may do that with some games. You know, I could see myself doing that. But I mean, I don't want to see the gaming industry die. So I mean, that's something that I'm not. I mean, I wouldn't pirate a game and not go out and put money into the developer's pocket when necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, I don't know how many demos do PC games put out? A lot? Is it as much as on consoles? Because if it is, and I don't see, then these people who are downloading the game aren't downloading it to try it out. They're just downloading it to download it.
Yeah, Crysis did have a demo. I know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And even the demo thing is recent to this generation of consoles.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Well,
downloadable demos, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's getting really bad. And I mean, even EA is jumping on it now because, what's his name? Yeah, with Madden 09.
Peter Moore
came forward and said that the biggest reason that they're not putting Madden 09 on PC is because it doesn't make any money for them because everyone's downloading it. Everyone's pirating
it. They lose money.
And I know a lot of people.
That it was that big of a game on the PC to begin with.
Well,
it's pretty huge on anything.
Yeah. And I know a couple people that are pretty pissed that it's not coming to PC. Because now they're now like, I mean, Jason Zach is saying that he's going to go buy a PS3 now because he wants to play Madden. You know,
that sucks for the industry, I guess.
Well,
shit, I'm going to.
But
he
posted a topic on PO about how pissed he was about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I mean, it's hurting everybody, really.
I just never pictured myself playing any sports games on. PC.
I wouldn't either, but there are people who do. That's kind of the idea.
But how many? I like I said, I don't know. I don't think that's the right platform for it.
No, I agree with you, but that's his reasoning. I mean, that's what he said.
Well, the alternative, you know, and one of the big fixes, I guess, or ways to prevent it is to have, you know, DRM things like, I hate to say it again, but Steam Love mm-hmm. the Steam. You know, there's not a lot of piracy on Steam at all. You know, if they would make their content available through, you know, a management type of system like that, management and download type of system like that, I think that would cut down on a lot of it. So I don't know. All the stuff that I hear, you know, about the PC game developers kind of pulling out of that market. I'm like, I don't think you've really explored all other avenues. You know, I do wholeheartedly agree that it is making a much bigger impact on the industry today than it was maybe 10 years ago, you know, and that's mm-hmm. due to file sharing and whatnot, that it's so damn easy to download shit.
Yeah.
Well, like, I'm not going to lie, back in the day when you can rent PC games, I'd rent them and just copy them into my hard drive. Like, who didn't do that?
Right. But
then again, PC games were about $20 to rent back then too. Well, at least they were in my area.
Oh, really?
So I think they knew people were just going to copy them on there. And then again, I was a lot younger. I couldn't afford games anyway. So
yeah. I don't think they really caught on in the States. I only remember a couple stores that ever did it. And it didn't last long.
That's for sure.
Right.
Yeah. But I don't know. Like I said last week, I would have never even tried Gran Turismo if I didn't have a burned copy of it that came with my PS1. I never would have played it. And now that I did play it, then I bought Gran Turismo 2, 3, and Prologue. So, I mean, that's kind of a cool example of, hey, burn one game. Well, I didn't burn it. Someone gave it to me.
Yeah, someone gave it to
me. And I put more money to the developer that I never would have in the first place.
Yeah.
But I know that's a minority here, though.
That reminds me of, like, just trading CDs between your friends as well, mm-hmm. you know, like a music CD or something like that. I know I'm guilty of that. I know that I've bought a lot more than I've actually downloaded, but I mean, that's kind of beside the point. Let me get into an email. How about that?
Cool.
That'll get us on track. This is from Dizzy. And right, let's get this out of the way. Okay, he's done. No.
Nice.
I don't think that the figures being thrown around accurately represent the number of sales lost to piracy. People who pirate a game would not necessarily go out and buy that game if the option of theft was removed. Not all pirates are would-be consumers. They may just be downloading the games that they don't feel are worth their money. Granted, this is unlikely. That said, the pirating of games is wrong and illegal. Obviously. To be a bit of a bastard, as long as I still get awesome games on my PS3, it doesn't bother me too much. Blu-ray's protection hasn't been cracked yet, has it? Yeah, it has. I know that Grand Theft Auto 4 was leaked and available for download on the 360. My uninformed opinion is do as Valve does. I don't think Steam has much, if any, piracy. In defense of piracy, though, I don't think there are many game stations or GameStops out at sea, and it's either video games or sodomy. I know what my first choice would be, but I don't think Chuck's mom would be there.
Oh,
I apologize for my incohesive and unsuccinct email. I'm tired. Much love, the Dizinator.
The Dizinator.
It's got his Blu-ray been cracked?
I mean, I believe so.
I thought I saw something about it, but I saw it once and I never heard anything about it again.
Yeah, the trouble is that, you know, Blu-ray player burners are so darn expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
I know the PS3 hasn't been cracked yet as far as, you know, copying games and, you know, playing burned games and whatnot.
Right.
360 has.
I know and 360 has, but Microsoft, because I'm not sure if it has to do with Xbox Live, because the way it's kind of a closed system, though, they can tell if you have a mod. Well, unless they found a way to get around it, but if you log on with a modded system, you're banned. It's just like, if they catch you, they basically can't never go online again.
But you still can play all the games.
You can still play the games offline, but what good is like a game that, I mean, Halo 3, a lot of the games that people are probably into, Call of Duty 4, what's the point of pirating games? Unless you just want them primarily for the single player. Because I know a friend of mine he has two. One of them is modded, and he has the other one to go online with. So.
That's one way.
So,
to do
that's a good thing. That means he bought two consoles.
Considering that they don't make that much money off the consoles.
Yeah. No kidding.
Right. I mean, PS2, you can do that on too, pretty easily nowadays with Swap Magic and everything.
Oh yeah.
Which I do not condone. I actually buy Japanese games for my Swap Magic. Let's see. And the PSP too. And that's a huge issue with the PSP because people are doing the same thing with the PSP that, you know, as the PC. You know, they're just downloading it from torrents. They're modding their firmware, and then they can just play ISOs right off their memory stick.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I mean, I will admit that I have done that with a couple of games just to see if I liked them, to see if I wanted to go out and buy them. One of them being Alien Syndrome, and I'm glad I did because the game sucked. But I mean, I was very happy to see the MPDs for March and see both Crisis Core and God of War in the top 10. I mean, that made me very happy because it meant that, okay, maybe the piracy scene isn't as bad as everyone thinks on the PSP.
Right. Oh, it is. It's as bad. Just that that's the two mainstream franchises that people who weren't pirating stuff, because you never get PSP games rarely ever show up in the top 10 of anything, mostly probably because of piracy. And realistically, before those two games, there haven't really been anything that's huge sellers per se, I guess, on franchise wise that it wasn't a new IP or something. And those are the two, I'd say, the GTAs and
yeah, I was gonna say, what about the GTA games?
Biggest games? Yeah, those sold really well too. But then, I mean, those are the two big ones. So of course, they're gonna sell and get on there. But you're right. I mean, it was nice to see them on there. Either
it really was.
Mm-hmm. I think that just lends to the argument that, you know, if your game is really good, it's still gonna sell really well. Piracy or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. But Dizzy also has a point, though. We can't look at it and say, okay, all these people who are downloading the games would definitely have bought the game if they didn't have a means to download it.
Oh, absolutely.
I've stuff I have downloaded, not game wise, I have downloaded games, but music wise, if I don't like the music, I don't go and buy it. And it's stuff I would never give a chance to anyways if I couldn't download it. So in most cases, I would say, I don't know. Do you guys agree? I think most people are kind of in that same boat where they wouldn't have bought it if they didn't download it anyway. I don't know.
I think that the ratio is probably in the 50-50 range because, you know, I think a lot of people that if pirating wasn't available and if they, you know, if the game was good enough, they would go out and buy it. But I mean, a lot of people aren't going to buy it if it's not available. They don't want to spend the money that's why they haven't bought it in the first place. They don't want to spend the money on it.
Right.
I mean, that's what I think. I don't know.
Or they don't have the money.
Right.
Yeah.
But then, you know, that brings up the question, do they deserve to play it?
Exactly. No, absolutely not.
Technically. Well. You're right.
Yeah.
Bottom line. Right?
I mean, they don't.
That's when it makes more sense. Stealing.
It's still stealing. Stealing. There's no doubt about that.
Because these people can be like, oh, well, they can't afford it. They should have a reason to play it if they can't afford it. Well, that doesn't make sense. Because if you don't have a dollar and you want to buy a chocolate bar, it doesn't mean you can just go into a store and take one.
That's right. I can't afford a Lamborghini. Why can't I just go out and take one?
Exactly.
You know? I mean, shit. I can't afford gas these days.
And it's worse for games. It's the worst for games because if you're downloading a CD for music, chances are the artist isn't getting any of that money anyway. It's the label. But when you're downloading a game, that's the main means of income for the developer, right? They get their money based on sales and the publishers give them money based on what previous games did. So if their previous game didn't do too well because a lot of people downloaded it, they want to make a sequel. They're going to be like, listen, we'll give you this much money to throw towards it. Here's your budget. Go. And it's not going to be even close to how big it should have been because so many people didn't pay for it.
Right.
Yeah.
So because he says, as long as they keep making great games for PS3, he's happy. But the thing is, if this gets really, really bad and if they crack the PS3 as much as they've cracked the PS2 and PS1, because don't forget, PS1 and PS2 games didn't cost too much money to make back then, but now PS3 games, it's rumored that GTA 4 had a $100 million budget. That's insane.
Yeah, that is insane.
It's ridiculous. So if they ever crack it to that extent, then these developers are going to get fucked over and these great games aren't going to be made.
Right.
And it might not, if the price keeps, the price of development keeps inflating per year, and if the rate of piracy keeps going up at a similar rate and the technology gets cracked, then before you know it could be as soon as 5 years where developers see a huge, huge loss in budgets for games and the quality starts to go down.
Yeah, it's hard
indeed.
It's hard to deal with, but I do agree with you about the about it having more of an effect on the gaming industry than it does on the music industry. I mean, correct. Does it have an effect on the music industry? Yeah, of course it does. But yeah. I'm actually like, who was it that did it? I think it was it Radiohead, where they basically stuck their entire album up for download and said, here, donate what you want.
Yeah. Right.
Was it Radiohead that did that?
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, they did.
They got tons and tons from that. I mean, I think they did.
Because people
knew that, yeah. Well, I think we were about to say the same thing. People knew the money was going to go to them.
Yeah, exactly.
You
yeah.
know?
Mm-hmm. Read my mind.
Yeah. And that's an awesome model.
Oh, it's amazing. That would be kind of like the Steam kind of thing. But the thing is, like, yeah, like it hurts the industry burning CDs, but it hurts the industry in the same way when I was talking about publisher-wise in terms of games. This would be the same thing of like being on a major record label is the label's not getting that much money. So then again, they're not going to throw too much money towards the artist. But like I said, if you want to support the artist, you can still support the artist by downloading their music and then buy a ticket to their concert because that's when they make the most money.
True.
But with games, you only have that one way. You want to give to a developer, you buy their game.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I think I've definitely appreciated, you know, in my more wise years as of late, you know, that the money is directly affecting the industry, the gaming industry more than just, you know, say the music industry. And I want to support that as much as I can, you know, especially with independent developers. You know, the flip side, you know, with something like EA, you know, when a majority of their money is going into marketing and advertising and whatnot, you know, I don't know. I guess I have a less, I don't know. I'm less apt to give them money. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
As it would like an independent developer. How that affects them.
Yeah. The way EA does things, I bet that like most of the money that actually comes from game sales is just gravy because there's so much, there's so many advertisements in their freaking games as it is. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, what is it? Burnout is littered with them everywhere. Mm-hmm. And what I think is funny is, you know, Burnout has CompUSA ads all over the place. Isn't CompUSA closed across the country?
I don't know if it's across the country, but a majority of them are.
Well, all of the ones that I've seen around here are gone.
Right.
So
they gave all their money to EA for advertising. And, yeah. EA didn't get the game out in time. Too bad.
That's exactly what
there
happened.
You go, EA. That's how evil they are.
Well, I'll deal with the big ugly elephant in the corner, and I'll come out and say that I've downloaded and copied games in my time, numerous times. Mm-hmm. Not so much recently, you know, because I've got disposable income. Yay, I can actually pay for this shit. But yeah, back in the day, you know, probably the PS1 era, I was notorious for downloading the games, copying them, and you know, my main reasoning was I just didn't have the money or you know, I didn't feel that, you know, $40, $50 was, you know, a good price for, you know, whatever I wanted to play. You know, was right. I wrong? Yes, I was wrong. You know, yes, that is stealing. I don't really want to throw like morality into it, but I don't know. I think a lot of people, you know, are very casual about this sort of thing, you know, copying movies and CDs and games and whatnot. And,
oh, it depends how easy it is. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Like, you know, nowadays, yes, I still do it, you know, just with certain things. You know, if I look at my PSP right now, you know, I do have custom firmware. I do have games on my memory stick. Mm-hmm. I mean, just going through it right now, I've got Crisis Core on there. I've got Chains of Olympus on there. I've got, Final Fantasy 1 and 2. But you know what? I own all of those games as well. Mm-hmm. My primary reason for doing it on like the PSP is convenience. You know, yeah, it's nice having all the games just on the memory card or the memory stick as opposed to carrying around UMDs. It's convenient. You know, aside from that, you know, I also get into homebrew stuff. You know, there's lots of really cool apps on the PSP. And, you know, that's where the whole gray issue comes into play is, you know, people say, yes, we want our custom firmware, for homebrew apps, right? But, you know, a majority of people are actually probably just using it to download games and shit.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
One thing, well, I don't know about you guys, if you guys agree, but where I totally think it's okay to download something is if you've previously bought it before and for some reason sold it, lost it, and you can't find that game anywhere, or like I said, you bought it previously. Like I have a Dreamcast that's hooked up to my TV down here, and I have about four burned games for it, but they're all games that I at one time bought, like Marvel vs. Capcom 2, Crazy Taxi, and those games, like Marvel vs. Capcom 2, one is ridiculously expensive if you find it anywhere. That's if you find it, and you can't buy it in stores. So in that case, I don't feel bad at all for having those games on a CD.
Yeah, when they're really, really tough to get a hold of, you know.
Yeah, and I bought them originally, so.
Yeah.
I was just dumb enough to trade them in.
I'm also big on like old arcade ROMs, I guess. You know, my Xbox down here, it's got tons of arcade ROMs on it. Mm-hmm. You know, download them, one easy package. Should I go out and buy each and every one of those arcade boards?
No.
No. I guess technically, yes, I should.
No.
But I'm not going to. You know,
You've probably put enough money in those games in the arcade.
That's true. That's a good point.
There you go. Conscience free.
And Jeff, I agree with you on the whole, like if you had it at one time thing, cause I've done that with a lot of music. I mean, my favorite band is 311. And I, at one point had every 311 CD that had been released, including their local stuff that had never been on a major record label. And I had them all in, cause I mean, it was like 15, 16 CDs. And I had them all in a separate case, and I lost that case. And so, I mean, I'm like, I don't want to go back out and download it, or go back out and buy them again. I mean, I did with several of the CDs because they're good enough, and it's like, I have no problem paying for that. But, you know, I'll go and download some of those songs.
No, for sure. Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a big issue.
Yeah, but it's a thin line.
You have a bunch of CDs and someone steals your shit. You're like, okay, well. Fuck it. I'm downloading everything again.
Are you legally correct in doing so? No.
I don't know. That's kind of like I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Is it legally correct? Like, I mean, if you back up your hard drive to a bunch of DVDs, is that legal?
Ooh.
It's a thin line. Just as Jason was saying, it's a thin line. And it's hard to say if some of that stuff is. I mean, I had my CDs all in a case. So I have all the, you know, the jewel cases for the CDs still upstairs in my room, like packed away in a box somewhere. So if I like downloaded this music and they came and said, you know, you didn't pay for that, I could say, hey, here's the CD right here, or the case for it. I lost the CD. I downloaded the music because I lost the CD. I
got tons of cases like that. Any more email?
I do have another email, and it was kind of a long one, but let me give everyone a tip, all the listeners a tip. If you guys send in an email with like detailed instructions on how to read it, on what I should read and what I shouldn't read, don't send the email. But I'm going to make an exception here because he actually made a couple points. But no, I mean, he's like, you know, don't read anything that's in the brackets. And then he's got stuff in double
this from?
Brackets.
Did you say the name yet?
This is from Jim Head or Jimmy Ununger.
Yeah.
I like Jim Head better. Ununger. Sure. Anyway, I'm going to summarize. Basically, yes, he's downloaded lots of games. He was a poor kid, and you know he had his brother download stuff for him. Okay, that's part one. Part
that's
two,
you got someone else to do the dirty work for you.
Yeah, he got someone else to do the dirty work. The second part was how to deal with piracy, and I love this actually. And I think that if you really, even subconsciously, want to get rid of pirates from the internet, you should use the way that movie and music industry lobbyists have done. Anti-terrorist tactics will help from the government. Plus a big propaganda push against pirates. I like the anti-terrorist tactics. That's a really good idea. I don't know exactly what that means, but.
Yeah. That would sound funny.
I think it would be hilarious to take it to that
Fuck,
level.
You're not listening to me now either.
What?
What?
I'm lost.
What? What are you talking
about?
This
is a high quality show right here. going back to the PSP, I did have custom firmware and I did download like Alien Syndrome at one point, but the one thing about that is that, you know, they're changing the firmware so much and, you know, you have to update your firmware to get the best features with like, you know, compatibility with PS3 and all this other crap. And, you know, a new game comes out and you have to upgrade to the latest version of the firmware. It's just a pain in the ass to keep up with the custom firmware, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And it makes it so it's just not even worth it anyway. So, you know, I even though I only did it for that one game just to test it out, it's not even worth it for me to even try anymore. So,
Yeah, it is a pain in the ass, you know, and you always have that, you know, that fear of bricking your system and whatnot. And
yeah. Mm-hmm. And now with the Slim, you need like a special battery and a special memory stick or some other crap. I don't know exactly how it works, but
some crazy shit.
Yeah.
I had one of those cartridge things for the DS.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what they were called. And like flash cart, I bought one off someone. Yeah, one of those flash things. And it came preloaded with a bunch of DS games, some of which I already had, some of which I would never buy. But because I'm such a like collector whore and I like having the actual box manual, I actually just never downloaded any other games. I just had the ones that were on there, played them, and then eventually I just ended up selling it because I was like, well, I'm not going to use this thing anyway. And but then again, I haven't bought any DS games since, so it hasn't really changed anything.
Oh, really?
So I haven't really put more money into that part of the industry, and that's probably why I'm not playing Ninja Gaiden, but hey.
I've got a flash cart too, and I finally decided to get one because I've been having such a hard time finding games for my wife. I bought her probably 3 or 4 games that she's played for maybe 5 minutes and then she's never played again. She's just not interested. She's so picky. So I'll find a game that I think she might like. I'll download it, pop it on the cart for her, see if she likes it. If she does, we buy it, like with Professor Layton or something like that. I know that I'm probably the exception to the rule in that, you know, if I download something and I really like it, then I buy it. You know, if I play it for more than an hour or something like that, I'm like, well, you know, I should probably buy this. A good example of that is Phantom Hourglass. You know, I bought myself a copy of that, and then my wife stole mine. And, you know, she started playing that, and I had no Phantom Hourglass. So I actually went out and I bought a second copy. Could I have just downloaded it? Yes. But I did not, because I am righteous and pure, or something like that.
Of course.
Right.
But no, I mean, the important thing is that, you know, I want to see the money going in the right places. And
yeah, agreed. And I'm kind of with you, Jason. It's all about, you know, if I do something like that, if I like the game, I'm going to go out and buy it. And main reason is because, like Jeff said, I'm a collection whore about that kind of stuff. You know, I'm so anal when it comes to the games that I have. You know, they have to have box, they have to have instructions. There can't be any scratches on the disc and that kind of stuff. So yeah, I'm just really picky about my games. I mean, this gaming is my hobby, and I try to put a lot of effort and energy into it. So,
yeah, I mean, I've got a love of the industry, and I want to see it succeed. You know, I know piracy is hurting it. To what extent, I'm not sure, but you know, I don't really want to contribute that much.
So, what do you guys think is a good way to prevent it then?
DRM. You know, it's an evil, evil thing, you know, at its top layer, but it's almost a necessary evil, you know, in cases like this, especially in the PC market.
But there's ways that they can make it so that the DRM can be a little bit more flexible. I mean,
agreed.
Like they could, one way would be registering your software, right? So, I mean, if you downloaded something and they had some sort of registration and you can, register it. And then if you run out of, you know, downloads or whatever, then you can call up the company and say, hey, this is the deal. This is why I need another download or whatever. Mm-hmm. And okay, well, what's your info? And then you give them your info from the registration and they know it's you and they let you have another download.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, but I mean, even that, it's like, I go out over to my buddy's house and say, hey, I got a new computer and I'm out of downloads. Can I get one more? And you download it on your buddy's computer. So it's really hard to say.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you know, I think
it's important to just admit that it's not going anywhere. That it's never going to go anywhere. It's been around for a very, very long time. Yeah, it's a lot easier today than it was, you know, back then, but it's not going anywhere. I think Sony's taking the wrong steps, you know, with releasing a new firmware every couple weeks or something like that. I think there's legitimate use for the hardware with like homebrew stuff. And I don't know, because the incessant firmwares that they release are a pain in the ass to me, almost as much as, you know, putting on a custom one.
Yeah, I don't really have a problem with the firmware downloads personally, but that's just me. I mean, I look at it as like, hey, new features, and that's pretty much it. And the PSP one, it's not, it doesn't really force you to download it.
Unless you want
to play the PS3 does.
New game. Yeah.
So it's like, I'll go through, they'll put out like 3 or 4 firmware updates before I even have to update. But on PSN, you know, as soon as you log on, you have to download the update. Same with like Xbox Live or when they put out a dashboard update. As soon as you log on, you have to update.
Yeah. Well, I think those are more like bug fixes, and because piracy's not like real huge on the PS3.
No, but yeah. No. I was just bringing it up because you mentioned the firmware.
Firmware. Yeah. Pain in the asses.
No. The other thing
it's a pain in the ass is, you know, when I pop in, the hell's the name? The Kratos dude? Holy
God
shit.
God of War?
Yeah, God of War. When you pop in God of War and you got to update your firmware, you're getting ready to play this game, you're so psyched, and it's like, oh, you actually got to download, you know, like
yeah.
a make file.
Well, most games like that, they'll have it on the actual disc.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I bought Mega Man, the remake, not the remake, they made Mega Man X, the Mega Man X remake, mm-hmm. and I put it in, it's like, oh, this game requires firmware update, whatever, because I didn't play my PSP in a while. Mm-hmm. I was like, son of a bitch, and I couldn't connect to the internet for some reason, it wasn't working, I was so pissed off, I'm like, what the hell, now I can't play this game, I have to download it, like, from someone else's place, or whatever. Then the next day I tried, I'm like, put it in there, I'm like, would you like to install now? I'm just like, whatever, I'm just going to click yes, see what happens, and I'm like, realized, oh crap, it's actually on the UMD. Mm-hmm. I could have just done this yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is cool that they do that, though. I mean, it's helpful, so you don't have to actually sit there and wait for the download.
Well, yeah, because you're not always connected to the internet. You're not always in a spot where...
But it is a pain in the ass, though, because for some reason, it takes a lot of battery power to have the firmware installed. Do you guys notice that? I had to do it
with, you need like 75% or something like that.
Yeah, I'm like, mm-hmm. what the hell? Because my it's almost out of batteries, but it's like, you do not have enough batteries to install the firmware. I'm like, oh, you son of a bitch. Mm-hmm. I'll plug you in for a little bit.
Well, I mean, even if you are plugged in, I mean, I don't know if it's, can't remember when it happened last, but even if you are plugged in, if the battery's too low, it won't update.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was doing.
Unless you have custom firmware, then you can bypass it. I'm just saying. Hold R and triangle.
What else
so,
we got?
I mean, so what's our hotspots on consoles? PSP, definitely.
Definitely on PSP.
Got it.
I don't think it's as widespread on 360, though.
Yeah,
just
because
of the
Live.
Online thing, that's why.
Yep. Yeah. So I think they've got a good way of, you know, kind of counteracting it, as it were. Mm-hmm. Controlling it, in a way.
Like, PS2? PS2 is really bad. Wii's actually pretty bad, too.
Really?
Yeah. I know a couple people that have their Wii's modded stuff. Yeah.
We know someone who tried.
Yeah, that didn't work out so well for him.
No, it sure didn't.
Yeah, it's dead. He can't play it anymore at all. So I even tried fixing it because I've got some electronics experience, and yeah, he fried his Wii. So it's $250, you know, gaming system dead.
Gone.
Yep.
Just because he wanted to pirate some games. Let that be a lesson, sinners.
Yes. DS is pretty bad.
Yeah, DS is pretty easy. You know, we mentioned the flash cart thing. What do you do against that, though?
Nothing, really.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they'd go. I mean...
Yeah, because there's always
Nintendo's
gonna
got
be...
the... Well, Nintendo's actually trying to hit shit at its source, you know? The people that are supplying flash carts and mod ships, and, you know, they're very much behind... You know, sting operations in Thailand, you know, where they're producing all kinds of backup discs. So they're at the forefront of that end of the spectrum.
Can't say I blame them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the only things I can think of is the DRM kind of stuff that's usually fucks up gamers. Cause I was like, why don't they just do it the old PC way where the game came with like a key? And at this point, say everyone's online, you put in the game, it checks the key you have with some that kind of database, like, oh, it matches up, you can play it. But the problem with that is you bring the game to your friend's house, doesn't work, or you know, renting games or whatnot.
Mm-hmm. I think that's an okay way, you know, just using it like an activation key that comes with the instruction manual or something like that, as far as PC gaming is concerned. I think that's a good midway. You know, it's a good starting point. Not that there aren't, you know, cracks out there, you know, where you can just bypass that shit. But, you know, it at least deters a few people, I think.
Key creators or whatever.
Yeah. I think any game that you really have to go online with, you know, like first-person shooters or something like that, if you want to play on official servers, MMOs especially, you know, there's really nothing you can do besides buy a retail copy.
Right.
So that's true.
Bonus to them.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I honestly don't have any thoughts on how it can be stopped because there's always going to be a better hacker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what it boils down to. It's there's always going to be someone out there who, you know, does nothing but sit in front of a computer all day and figure out how to crack this shit. And
right.
Yeah.
It's as bad as it is for the industry. That's not going to change, I don't think.
No, they just got to make sure to stay ahead of the game. The developers or whoever's like going to put in this kind of DRM or stop whoever's going to try to stop the pirates, so to speak, is just going to try to stay one step ahead at all times. But that's going to be really hard to do.
Yeah. Somehow make the purchase enticing, you know, offer pack-ins or something like that. Make really pretty box art, collector's edition.
Offer limited editions that don't cost $10 more. How about you bring them down to regular price and offer them all like that?
Yeah,
I'm certainly more apt to buy like a music CD. Yeah, music CD. You know, if they've got really great packaging or something like that, I'm like, oh shit. You know, I'm not going to download that off of iTunes
or
anything like that. So, but I think that's a good way too. You know, make it more enticing to to people to buy a retail copy.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow,
I agree.
Some way. What else can we do to cleanse America?
I don't know. I think we pretty much covered everything.
You think so?
I'm not sure what else we could say though. I mean, we've touched on what's being pirated. We've touched on companies like deciding not to make shit because of pirating.
Bullshit.
You know, it sucks, but there it is.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm about tapped. I think it's not going anywhere. You can't embrace it, but you can't piss off everyone.
Don't do it.
Doing it.
Unless you've already bought the game.
And then it's okay.
Cool. Well, then I guess let's move on to new releases, shall we?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Cool. Not a whole lot this week. Wii is getting The Dog Island.
Does that mean the Cat Island's coming next month?
I have no idea. I didn't even bother looking it up. Sorry. But I'm not going to. Speed Racer, and I can only assume it's after the movie, and Boom Blocks, which is Steven Spielberg's game, which
I'm hearing a lot, actually.
Yeah, I'm hearing it actually looks pretty good.
I'll download it and check it out. That's a joke, people.
Want to send me the CD when you're done?
I'll just burn you a copy.
No.
Sorry, Mr. Spielberg. You made enough money.
Yeah. Let's see. DS is getting Crosswords DS. I'm pretty sure that's crosswords that you fill out on your DS. Mm-hmm. Okay. And Speed Racer. Mm-hmm. 360 is not getting any games, but I thought I would mention this. There is an accessory coming out. The HDMI converter is coming out next week.
That's cool.
HDMI.
How much is that though? That's pretty expensive.
It's pretty expensive. It's $60.
Yeah.
What does it do?
I don't know.
It's for the systems that don't have an HDMI connection in the back.
Okay.
It's a little converter you just stick in the back where your AV cables go and you can run HDMI.
Right.
So
doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose though? Because it's still going analog to digital.
Right.
Yeah.
So is there even a point to doing that?
Good question. I don't know. Yeah. If anybody buys this, let us know. Mm-hmm. PS3, apparently Call of Duty 5, Call of Duty 4 Game of the Year Edition hasn't come out yet.
Yeah, that got pushed back, I think.
It did? Okay. Well it's coming out next week now. Yeah. According to EB Games, it's coming out next week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. PS2 is not getting anything, and PSP is getting R-Type Command.
Very cool.
I downloaded that demo too. I haven't played it yet.
Oh, please let us know what you think, because I'm somewhat interested. It looks pretty good.
All right. I'll make sure to give that a try for the next show.
Yeah. But that's your new releases for next week.
That's it?
Yay.
That's it. Not a lot, man.
Hey, we shouldn't complain about
Boom Blocks.
More time for GTA 4.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
More time for GTA 4.
I'll get caught up
happy.
And stuff.
The more time there is between GTA 4 and the next big game, which I think the next big game is Ninja Gaiden 2, I think.
Unless you're interested in Haze.
Okay, well... Yeah, not I'm so gonna much. Well I am the resident first person shooter fan, so I should probably try that out, huh?
Well, I think all of us are gonna try the demo at least when it comes out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Cool. But yeah, highlights this week, Boom Blocks and R-Type Command, it seems.
Speaking of demos.
Uh oh.
I'm rather proud of PSN.
Really?
Yeah, they got the demo of Dark Sector.
Nice.
And 360 does not have it.
No.
Weird. As of press time, which is Thursday.
May 1st.
Thursday.
No, 360 did get the Karate Panda, Kung Fu Panda demo. And PSN
and they got
not.
That new Atlus game demo on there, too.
Which one's that?
Operation Darkness.
Ah, yes. Operation Kill My Fucking 360. Yes, I'm familiar with that game. Seriously, I got 30 seconds into the fucking demo and my 360 hard stop.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
But like the Lost Odyssey problem you were having?
Yeah, exactly like it.
Ah, exactly shitty. Like that.
I'm not going to rant right now. I'm saving it.
No. No time for rant.
All right.
Don't do
Let's
it.
Let's move on.
Let all that frustration build up inside.
Yeah.
Jason.
I'm going to let it fester and I'm going to have a fucking Deer X like you'd never believe. And Chris, you're going to help me too because I know you hate that Microsoft shit. Oh, yeah.
We'll have After a Deer X duet.
That's like awesome and gay at the same time.
I know.
A little bit more gay than awesome. I'm just going to point that out.
Dueling X's.
Well, you would know, Jeff.
Oh. Oh, hey.
Weak.
All right, cool. Well, let's move on to emails.
We should, actually. Pretty light this week as far as, the email.
Got the email.
Singular. And the no voicemail is concerned. So. Well, wait. We've got one from Nabo that we kind of.
We have voicemail.
That we passed over. But I'm going to get to that in a second. Here's our one big big email of the week. This is from Neil Samuels. We are recognized world leader in generating top rankings for our clients on the internet. If you partner with us, we will help you achieve your internet marketing objectives.
What?
It's spam. Yeah, that's what I've got for email.
Wow. We didn't get any emails this week?
No.
I guess nobody wants to talk about piracy.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for doing a shitty topic, guys.
Yeah. By the way, we don't care if you guys pirate our podcast. Download our crap as much as you want, and you spread that around. That is okay.
All right. I do have a voicemail from Nabo, though. And here it is.
What's up, guys? It's Nabaka fan 80-fucking-7.
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 I want to talk about the DualShock 3. Tell you guys what I noticed, and then let me know what you guys noticed. And, yeah. So, the first thing I noticed, the weight. It's feels like it's double the weight, it seems. I actually took a scale. It's 141 grams on the 6-axis to 194 grams in the DualShock 3.
Him having a scale,
it feels like a lot more, but all of that weight is actually in the grips because that's where the, little rumble weight shit things are.
Rumble weight
shit. And this is actually the first controller where Sony changed the angle of the grips. So it's a little bit more elongated and it's a little bit more comfortable. Not perfect though. The controller is made out of a thicker plastic, so you can't see through it anymore. And the material, I think it's a little bit rougher, like just a little bit, so it's easier to grip. On the joysticks, the shaft of the joystick is has a larger diameter.
He said so, shaft.
Like my 6-axis, hopefully they won't break. The L3 and R3 click sound, like if you push down the joystick, it's higher pitch than the DualShock 3. It's really weird.
Because it's newer.
The D-pad, I don't know what the fuck they did to that, but on the 6-axis, you would push, left, right, up, or down, and you would push basically a quadrant down, and nothing would happen to the other sides of the D-pad. Now it's basically centered and it's pivots to wherever you push it. So like if you push it, left side down, the right side's going to go up and you can really feel like it rocks more, I guess is a good way to put it.
Totally.
Last thing, probably the most important is that the buttons are a lot tighter. They don't, wiggle around in the buttonhole anymore. Less than they did before, but, they're a lot more responsive. They work better. So, I wanted also to bug you guys about a controller charger that I got. Let me know if it was a complete waste of money, but it was shiny, and I had to get it. It's made by Pelican. It's $30 at GameStop, unless you can find it somewhere else. It charges two PlayStation controllers. They're going to come out with one for the Xbox 360 really soon here. that has two extra USB ports on it, and it works really well. When you plug the controller in, it has a red LED, and then when it's done, it's green, you know. The only thing I really wish that they changed was when you finish charging, like, if there was an option, like, after a minute or whatever of it being charged, then it shuts off that port or something. Just so that the light will go off, you don't have to look at it or anything. Other than that, I just wanted to say, Chris, you're welcome for bitching about eye judgment. And let everybody know not to fucking support that piece of shit. Take it easy.
Thank you, Navo.
Thank you.
Gentlemen,
we all did we all did a little test after we got that voicemail, right?
Mm-hmm. I actually bought a DualShock controller with Grand Theft Auto.
Nice.
Because somebody told me that it would rumble if the stripper was rubbing up against you, and they fucking lied. Damn it!
First thing you did, confirmed.
I'm like, I'm busting up the thin pants.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna say right off the bat. Yeah, go ahead, Jay.
No,
what the hell are you talking about, man? They're the exact same size in both width, diameter, height. Everything. Did you guys notice the difference? Remember we did that little test? We kind of looked at them both.
I put them side by side, and it kind of looks like if you put them side by side, like facing you, like you're about to pick them up,
mm-hmm.
sometimes it'll look like one is bigger than the other, but it's not really. It's just like your eyes messing with you. At least it was for me. And then I put them like back to back, and they were the same size. So, I mean, we actually checked a lot of this stuff, and
mm-hmm.
I think the plastic is a little thicker. I can't see through my six axis, but I think the plastic is a little thicker and stronger because the controller definitely feels a lot less cheap.
Well, I think that's because of the weight, though. Right.
But it does. It's not just that. It really doesn't feel like it's just that to me.
Okay.
Because if I on my, in my right hand, if I press down on it, I can hear the rubbing of the plastic together. It makes like a squeaking sound. And the DualShock doesn't do that at all. So, I don't know if it's just that my six axis is a piece of crap or that they're all a piece of crap, which I think is the more likely scenario, but yeah.
I can't say that I noticed enough of a difference between them.
No, I didn't notice the weight besides thing. Weight and rumble.
Yeah.
But I will agree with one thing that he said for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Do not support Eye of Judgment. Fuck that game. Good God. I've ranted about it enough, though, so...
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
all. That is all.
Now, but were you by any chance under the influence when you were doing the comparison? I'm not saying you'd ever do something like that. I'm just wondering.
So the difference in weight between the two controllers is about $25, give or take, in grams.
Why do you have a scale that weighs grams?
You gotta like that he broke it out and went into grams.
Yeah. Dude, I give him lots of props because he actually went through all this comparison stuff and posted pictures, and that's cool.
Oh, for his pictures too?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And yeah.
Now, the charge station that he was talking about, I'm curious if that's actually goes into the wall or if it comes out of a USB port.
No, it's a little stand, actually. Right. I've seen these out there, and they look kind of handy. I like that they kind of display your controllers, and yet they're still a little functional. But $30 for a stand that has two little mini USB ports on it? Fuck, dude.
Yeah,
that's expensive.
I love the 360 charge thing. You guys have the quick charge kit, right?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
That thing is so awesome. I love it. It charges.
Well,
in like
I mean,
it,
this isn't much different than that, though, right? I mean, technically it is because it comes with a battery, but and this doesn't, but yeah.
Well, it doesn't really need one, right?
Right.
Since they're built in.
Yep.
Then it should be cheaper.
It should be cheaper. That was kind of my point.
I see where you're going there.
Kind of. Especially with like the really annoying like LED lights. No, thank you.
Yeah.
I would pry those out. That'd be annoying. I don't know. $30.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think we should talk about next week, guys?
How is bad cover art destroying the industry?
Bad cover
art. Nice.
Yes. Everybody send their question of the week too.
There was a game release last week.
Oh, which game's that?
That's pretty big. GTA 4.
Ah. So what should be our question of the week?
GTA 4.
No, Jason.
GTA 4?
It's like open-ended
question.
Shit.
That's our question. GTA 4?
Yeah.
Or actually, just not even the 4. Just GTA?
GTA? Talk about it.
Let's just talk about GTA.
What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
How, absolutely. You know, what your first experience was.
Is it ruining the industry?
It is ruining the industry.
Did it teach you how to drive?
Do you want to kill Jack Thompson? Yeah, who the hell knows?
You can talk about anything. You can talk about the hype surrounding it.
Is that where you saw your first boob?
Something that you did inside the game. I don't know. Whatever you want. We'll make it.
Do you enjoy screwing hookers and then running over them with your car? And getting your money back.
And I promise it will not be a complete and total Grand Theft Auto 4 jerk session. We will be critical and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I promise.
I am not promising that.
As much as we can.
All right.
All right, cool. Well, as always, you guys can answer the question of the week or contact us for any reason using our email address, which is email@interactivedistractions.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can also get us via voicemail, which is 818-528-GAME. That's 818-528-4263.
Game is spelled G-A-M-E.
G-A-M-E.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take a hint from PS Nation, and I'm going to say long-distance charges apply, because I think that might be something that may be necessary to say. You can also get us on Skype, Interactive Distractions, all one word.
All lowercase.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
Google Talk, interactivedistractions@gmail.com. And, Warhawk Wednesday. Hopefully we'll actually do it this time.
I hope so. Hopefully we'll get, you know, kind of the new shininess out of our system.
It all depends on when people. Yeah. It all depends on when people are done with their GTA 4 and well, Mario Kart. If you guys
play GTA 4 all week and then play Warhawk with us on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There you go.
Make the time, damn it. I had to. Fuckers.
We're easy pickings, guys. We're not good.
Seriously, we suck. Do you want us to make ranked rooms? Will that make it easier, you know, so you can come in and blow us up and get credit for it?
Fuck that, then I'm not going to play.
Oh, boy. All right, well, why don't we wrap it up, guys? Anything last to add?
No. I think I remembered everything that I wanted to say. Let's see, Rock Band, Pedal, Dark Sector. Yeah, I'm good. Okay.
You don't want to talk about Street Fighter 4 at all, do you?
Don't fucking get me going, Chris.
No. Do you guys see the new pictures of the boss characters? They look pretty cool.
I don't give a shit, Jeff. And here's why I don't give a shit. You know why? Because Capcom's not making the fucking game. They are not developing no third-party shit. They are not making the fucking game. Between this, the goddamn Okami artwork scandal. Did you guys hear about
scandal.
That?
What?
You didn't hear about that either?
Oh, my fucking God. The retail artwork, the retail copy of, you know, Akami on the Wii.
Oh, it had IGN logo had on it.
Yeah, the IGN watermark.
Yeah.
That was bullshit. Yeah, now they're outsourcing Street Fighter 4.
Oh,
their
my
biggest,
God.
Their biggest franchise.
But
and
they're outsourcing it, but isn't the guy who was, like, behind 2, isn't he working on it still?
No, the guy that was behind Fighting Evolution.
Alpha. Oh, that's
crappy
right.
Crappy-ass
right,
game. Yeah, he's behind it. That's something to be a little skeptical about. But let's throw in, okay, Capcom's not even making, you know, what is arguably biggest franchise.
Their biggest franchise.
You know, the true next
of
like,
the
sequel.
90s.
Fuck, dude. I don't know. And they lied about it. I don't get it.
It's crappy. It's really crappy.
I mean, I mentioned on a show prior that, you know, Capcom's my fucking... It's not anymore. I'm so upset about this. Can't
wait
even
till you never know. You never know.
I don't care. I don't care. I'm so upset by this. This has hurt me, wounded me deeply.
They stabbed him and twisted a knife.
Yeah, they did.
It's truly I agree with you though, Jason. It really is shitty.
Very upset.
But, I figured you'd want to rant on that a little bit too.
I didn't want to because I knew that it was just going to be bitching and swearing, and I can't formulate anything besides, God damn it, you hurt me deep inside. You know.
Mother bitch!
Mother bitch! You know. I can't really wax poetic about these feelings of anger inside of me. So,
go play some GTA, run over some hookers.
Yeah, there you go. Go play some GTA.
Snap some pedestrians.
Yep.
Well, thank you guys for joining us for episode number 24. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening. And for Jason and Jeff, I am Chris, And until next week, we will talk to you then.
Until next
time. Sayonara.
I mean, Jesus fucking Christ, how do you screw that up?